There is a great deal of evil that permeates our society, socially, politically, and religiously. Efforts are always underfoot to entice others to compromise solid, proven paths. The phrase, "let us agree to disagree," is utilized to entice others to compromise their convictions in an effort to keep from being called all the nasty names that opponents hurl at each other. We live in a society that is bent on being politically correct in what we say. The effort has so convoluted society that no one knows what to call anything, especially sin. Terms like closed-minded, unyielding, unreasonable, opinionated, extreme, or fanatical are used quite loosely. And now there is an attempt to charge those that proclaim the truth about matters with hate crimes. A push to compromise is always underfoot. Compromise is defined as, in arguments, compromise is a concept of finding agreement through communication, through a mutual acceptance of terms, often involving variations from an original goal or desire. Extremism is considered as an antonym to compromise, which, depending on context, may be associated with concepts of balance. The prophet Isaiah said, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." What is compromising the truth but calling evil good and good evil? Solomon said, "Buy the truth and sell it not," Proverbs 23:23. What is compromising the truth but selling out? God does not approve of His children compromising the truth in an effort to be fair in the eyes of the ungodly. "Be subject therefore unto God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you," James 4 and verse 7. When Israel received the law of Moses at Sinai, Jehovah said, "And in all things that I have said unto you, take ye heed and make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth." Exodus 23:13. When the godly are told to flee from idolatry, 1 Corinthians 10:14, we might do well to consider Israel's charge to make no mention of the name of other gods as the first step in fleeing. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "And then shall be revealed the lawless one, whom the Lord Jesus shall slay with the breath of his mouth, and bring to naught by the manifestation of his coming, even he whose coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceit of unrighteousness, for them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." 2 Thessalonians 2:8-10.